You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
G-Shawn, J. Will, and Zubin. The podcast.
Are you sure seating doesn't matter? Because tonight, things could very much change for the Lakers when it comes to seeding in the Western Conference. All of a sudden, some reality hitting, along with Anthony Davis and yet another injury concern. Good morning, everybody. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Alan Hahn in for Zubin.
Was injury an ankle or the back?
My neck and my back.
My neck, my back. I won't finish the rest of the song.
No, but
please
but,
don't.
But still.
Not. Please don't.
You, I will
but
not.
Still, though, you're watching that game last night. And, you know, again, Laker Clippers has always has some sizzle.
No sizzle.
But it didn't have any sizzle at all.
No.
But the concern for Anthony Davis, guys, and that injury. And then, of course, tonight on ESPN, 10 o'clock Eastern, you have a game against Portland, which if that game is a loss – and still uncertain if Davis can play in that game. Keyshawn, the Lakers will be in the seventh spot, which of course now sets up for the possibility, although the schedule still has to be played out, that they could have to now play those extra games.
And Key, the floor is yours.
Just get healthy. That's all. I mean, look. 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, when Jay Will brought up the fact that there could be a play-in game for the Lakers, that was the reality of it. It was like he opened up the book and said, here's what's inside the book. Here's the reality of it. And at some point in time, you have to face reality. And so for Laker fans, I think we're in a position where we're facing reality now. And it's like, okay, we'd like to have a fifth seed, the fourth seed, the sixth seed. But if we got to do the play-in, just be healthy and be ready to go. Tripping and falling and hurting your ankle and then – getting back spasms certainly isn't going to help us. So we got to do a much better job at staying healthy.
Yeah. Yeah. That's,
I love how you're able to frame it so positively. It's like, it's a positive outlook. I like it.
Because you got to stay patient. That's the difference, right? I'm the point guard. I got to be patient. I got to be able to see the whole floor.
That guy's out with out for 10 days for health and safety concerns, Dennis Schroeder. So you don't really have point guard either.
No, but you cannot be negative. You got to stay positive, and that's the difference between people in LA and people out here with y'all. Y'all go crazy over nothing.
It's called it's passion. Like
just take it easy.
All right, well,
let's take a deep breath.
Okay.
And let's figure out where we're at. We know we're going to be in a playoff.
Yes.
We
that
just
much
don't
you do know.
We just don't know which playoff.
Right.
Are we going to have a break or are we going to have a play in? That's what we do know.
This is the byproduct of a truncated season. That word again,
nice.
Truncated season, right?
Did you?
LeBron James, you finish in October, you turn around, quick amount of days, no load management, which we all loved about LeBron James, an injury happens. AD had an injury that occurred, mm-hmm. another injury that occurred last night. Dennis Schroeder out for COVID testing protocol. They're going to be in the play-in tournament. If it goes according to seeding, as a fan, I'm so happy about this. Because that's Lakers and Golden State right now.
It's setting up.
That's Golden State having to win two, where the Lakers would probably have to win one,
mm-hmm.
depending upon how they finish out. And the one thing we've said about having the one guy on the floor that has always given them somewhat issues, if he gets hot, is Steph Curry.
And wouldn't it be interesting, too, if those two
– if he gets hot.
If LeBron
but he's
and Steph Curry
twice.
Face
agreed.
Each other.
Oh, Hey, look, I still said I favor the Lakers.
Well,
I still say if I'm Utah, I don't want to see Lakers in the first round.
No, if right now Golden State's in the eighth seed.
Yeah, but he just said they got to play. He just said the Golden State would have to play twice, right?
Golden State, seven, eight
plays each other.
Yes.
The winner gets seven. So you'd have to play. You get one shot.
One shot.
Now, if you lose to them,
if you lose
you'd
to
have
them,
to play, right now it would be the winner of Grizzlies Spurs. Then you'd have to play them to get the eighth spot. And then, of course, getting the eighth spot means first round matchup with either the Suns or the Jazz.
But if you lose, you get another shot.
Yes. 7-8 gets two chances. Gets two chances to win one. Right, that's how it works. But let's beyond all that, because there's still six games left in the season.
And tonight's
a big game for sure. And now you have Anthony Davis, who said that the back spasms, they're going up to Portland. They went up last night. They'll try to work on him.
It's a short flight.
He hopes he will be ready. Everything's a short flight when it comes to LA. He hopes he will be ready. But it's Anthony Davis, man. Like, you make this trade with the idea of it's LeBron's getting older. Eventually, the torch has to be passed. We remember the power rankings, guys, before the season started, where we ranked all the players in the NBA.
Anthony Davis is a top five player.
Anthony Davis was number two. Is he, though?
Absolutely. Right. 100%, man. He's a top five player.
He is?
Well, yes.
Listen to this. Okay. You weren't here for this. Stephen A. came in, and we were talking to him about Anthony Davis being top five. Jay had his take on it. And here's Stephen A. Smith's.
When healthy, and he's a walker, he's a guy that can walk around averaging 28 and 10, but we still look at him as a guy that needs perimeter players to facilitate things for him, and that's the reason why you can make the argument of him not being top five. Hmm. But I just say top five because I'm giving him credit for how he impacts the game defensively when healthy. When he is healthy, he's good for those 25 to 30 a game.
Ooh. That's four times he said when healthy, he's
top 10 for me. He's not top five, right? He's top.
He shouldn't have been two.
He's a top three talent. He's not a top five. Because my thing is, I'm looking at top five. I got KD, LeBron, Giannis, Steph, James
Harden. Give me a protocol to be top five. What's the protocol?
Well, you gotta be able to take over games.
Thank you.
And you gotta be able to initiate
carry a team.
Yeah, I mean, Jokic has the ball in his hands, making plays.
Right now, he's a top two player in the league.
Yes.
Because he's carrying a team that lost their star. That's not what AD's doing.
And then I always wonder about, Stephen A, because we got into this whole thing yesterday where he's like, top five. I'm like, okay. But the biggest caveat is when he's healthy. I'm like, well.
When healthy.
That's a major question.
And health, by the way, is the concern finishing up here. Because you got tonight against Portland in a back-to-back with back spasms with a big man in a hotel bed. None of that ever works out. Phoenix. The Knicks on Tuesday, that's a game that was picked up nationally.
And that's going to be a rough, tough, grit game, too, because the Knicks are going to be physical.
And it's the end of the trip for the Knicks, too. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how that goes. But then you have – it gets softer now. Rockets, Pacers, who are an absolute mess internally, right? But you're at Indiana, though, Key. At Indiana on Saturday at the end of the season, and then at Pelicans on Sunday, another back-to-back. And if you are not out of the 7-10, guess what? You fly back from New Orleans – one day, then you got to play the 7-8 game right away.
By the way, no rest. Indiana, by the way, and this is why you love the play-in tournament, right? If this was a regular season, Indiana being at the 9 spot, like, all right, like, they would still be fighting, but, like, it's play-in. Like, they're going to try to fight to get that 8 seed, right? The fact that they're only one game behind the Hornets, right? So they're fighting for that spot. You go against the Pelicans are fighting for their damn life. They're one game behind the San Antonio Spurs, who are in the 10 seed. So dudes have stuff to play for home court.
They don't have – I don't think they got the horses that if the Lakers come to play, they don't have the horses that the Lakers got.
But that's the question. Who you come to play with?
Whoever – AD's going to play. He's got to play.
But is he 100%? Is he anywhere near being healthy enough?
Last night against the Clippers was bad to watch. The game was over like in the first quarter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I turned it off.
It was over in the first quarter. I was like, damn, that was quick.
Yeah. After I text you, I turned it off. Wasn't no need to watch it. I knew what was getting ready to happen.
Yep.
I saw it happening before it happened.
And the Clippers are in a different place right now as they also probably wanted to send a message in that game. But Key, I mean, that schedule remaining, and you're trying to get LeBron back and ramped up. You're trying to get AD just to get healthy.
They're going to be in the play-in tournament. One way or another, they're going to be in the playoffs.
Yes.
I'm just saying, one way or another, they're going to be in the playoffs. I don't understand why we're putting such this emphasis on whether or not they're going to be the sixth seed, the seventh, the eighth seed. Like, they're going to be in the playoffs. We believe that wholeheartedly. LeBron will be healthy. AD will be back. Whether they're the sixth seed, the seventh seed, the fifth seed, they're going to be in the playoffs.
But they're defending champs. And there was a thought that they really could be a back-to-back champ.
Yes,
that
and they good. Can still be a back-to-back champ. The injuries caught up to them and had nothing. Their injuries, twisting his ankle on, I think it was that little sticky pad.
The sticky pad, yeah, it looked like it.
No, actually, it was the, they said it was the scores table.
Oh, the little lip. The little lip.
He hit back on it and twisted his ankle, right?
Playing, coming back on a after a truncated season, that didn't cause that. That's not where that injury came from.
Right, that was more of a fluke.
Yes, just like LeBron, you got a 270-pound dude landing on your leg. That's not, has nothing to do with load management. So this whole, oh, well, they came back too early and load management, those injuries have nothing to do with load management.
No, you're right, but it's injuries at the absolute wrong time.
Well, the back spasms confuse me because there's an ankle sprain and then the back spasm, even though I saw his ankle get sprained. When you jam it, I understand it can make your back fine. I still don't understand it. Fine, it's the reality. Interesting, NBA championship last year. Miami Heat are the seventh seed. They're fighting for a playoff position. The Lakers in this position right now. And look, this is going to come down to the stretch. I tell you one thing, from Utah, from Phoenix, I'm not trying to see the Lakers in the first round. I don't care what you say. All this talk we had everybody on our damn show. Utah's for real. They are.
Right.
I believe they're for real. I don't know if I want to believe they're for real in the first round of the NBA damn playoffs against the Lakers.
Yeah, you'd much rather. Yeah, you worked that hard to get a top seed. You'd rather play the Grizzlies, wouldn't you? Yes.
Please, Grizzlies.
Hey, later on in the show, we're going to play a fun game, which we put some virtual money down on different teams that we feel like have the best chance to win the NBA championship. The Lakers, though, they desperately need to get in the zone. Get in the zone is brought to you by AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone, you'll hear from James Harden later in the show as well about on the Nets side of things, where they are when it comes to injuries. But we are still 4 months away from an NFL season. But is the AFC already wrapped up? That's next.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Pick him up and
Michael
put him down.
Michael Jordan of his sport.
Man, I almost cursed.
I mean, we spent so much time talking about. Now, Aaron Rodgers, of course, is a great quarterback. But, man, how much time do we spend talking about AFC teams? Yes.
Pulled away from
a lot of speed that we're showing on ESPN, too. It's KJZ, ESPN Radio, Alan Hahn in for Zubin. So, and I just feel like as we talk about Baker Mayfield, we talk about Josh Allen, we talk about all the changes being made in different teams, especially in the AFC, and I just keep saying to myself, everybody's playing for second. I'll get to that in a moment. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. A question we'll have for today. It's a Friday. We want to be in a good mood, but let's talk about what we complain about. And what do we complain about when it comes to sports? Like, what is the one thing you complain the most about when it comes to sports? I know mine. We've talked about this before, so we'll get your calls on that in a moment. But the one thing that I also – I will say, it's not something I complain about, but it is something I do notice, is that in certain sports, there's that team that you know is nobody's beating them. When you have that era where it's just this team, nobody's beating them. And to me, it's Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. Like, nobody – we're playing for second in the AFC. Let's just be honest. The only man to knock him, Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, out of the playoffs is Tom Brady. Other than that, nobody's done it since Mahomes has been the starter. He's 38-10. Like, this is a dynasty that we all of a sudden have forgotten about. Like, now all of a sudden the Bills are going to win. Baker Mayfield can win with the Browns. Can he take them to the Super Bowl? We asked these questions yesterday, and I kept coming back to, in the AFC, everybody's playing for second. Am I crazy, or am I seeing it the wrong way, Keyshawn? You are the football guy. Tell me what I don't know.
Well, I know a lot of sports.
Don't try to put him in a box.
Yeah, what's wrong
what you
with
do,
you,
Alan? Well, you're the football guy.
I was just trying to set him up.
Look, clearly they're in a somewhat of a class by themselves. Somewhat of a class by themselves.
Okay.
I still believe, depending on where you play them at, See, I'm a deep believer in the New England Patriots. Sorry. I'm not a New England Patriot fan.
You're really doubling down on them this year.
I just feel that the guy on the sideline with the headset and the cutoff sleeves and the talent that he's assembled and knowing what the hell he's doing, things like getting Matt Patricia back. No matter how we feel about Matt Patricia as a head coach, he was a pretty good defensive coordinator, yeah. Co-defensive coordinator, whatever you want to call it. He was pretty damn good at doing that. He's now back in the fold. That's important. Getting Cam Newton some weapons and some put. Cam Newton was out there playing with scabs, man. Let's be honest with ourselves. Let's be honest. I know we hate him and we don't like him and his hair and he wears this and his shoes. And I get it, but let's be fair. The New England Patriots went to Kansas City and had Kansas City taking some oxygen. So when you look at that, it's like, okay, Cleveland went to Kansas City. And I know Patrick Mahomes got a little
concussed. Yeah.
But they had them feeling a little, you know, kind of like, okay, we got to come with some firepower. A year ago, both Tennessee as well as Houston had them kind of, you know, wondering about themselves. So it's not just this huge conclusion that they're just that much better than everybody else. The Raiders did beat them convincingly.
Man, if I see, and I'm with you to a degree, Alan, Kansas City Chiefs being right here, right, yeah. On the upper echelon, which they are.
Yes.
They are. I don't know why we don't put some respect on the Buffalo Bills name. Bills Mafia. Did we forget, like, what they did last year? Did we forget how good Josh Allen was? Like, he finished second in the MVP race, voting-wise. Second.
Oh, did he finish second? I didn't know that.
You add Emmanuel Sanders. Mm-hmm. You got Stephon Diggs. Their defense has been formidable. But they've been right there. I mean, we act like that game was like, oh, it was just over. Like, they're right there. There are teams that are knocking on the door.
Right.
I don't know if I agree with Key wholeheartedly on the Patriots.
You don't have to.
That's fine. I think they're on their way. But I don't know why we just keep overlooking the Buffalo Bills. Like, we don't give them any credit at all. We were even demeaning them last year. Well, are they for real? Is Josh Allen for real? Everybody questioned it the whole year.
Well, here's why, to me, Buffalo isn't quite where I want them to be yet, because what they do from an offensive standpoint is not portable.
All right, let me call this Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Go ahead.
Hello? Oh, I thought you were saying call you. What New England does in the run game is portable. They could take that anywhere. Bad weather, good weather, sunshine, indoors, outdoors, grass, turf, to the moon. That's portable. Mm-hmm. I like that. Mm-hmm. Cleveland can carry that portable. They don't have to be in Cleveland. Once upon a time, Pittsburgh was that way. Baltimore was that way. They could go anywhere and play anywhere. Buffalo Bills have yet to figure that out. Yes, Josh Allen got a big arm, and he looks great, and we like him, and Stephon Diggs is an all-star, and they just picked up Emmanuel Sanders, and Cole Beasley can rap. I get it. But their running game is not portable. And in the playoffs, you've got to be able to run the football.
So you're saying you like the Browns more than you like the Bills?
I do, because of what they could do when you get into January.
Yeah,
they
I just trust Josh Allen more than I trust Baker Mayfield.
What has Baker Mayfield shown us
I agree.
Last season but last that you don't trust?
No. Well, it wasn't just last season. It was the end of the season pretty much when his game elevated to a different level.
Well, his game started to take off when he got Kevin Stefanski throughout the season. He got better throughout the season. And Josh Allen got better throughout the season. Josh Allen, first couple seasons, we was ready to put him back on the bus back to Wyoming. We didn't even want to put him on the train. We was going to put him on the gray dog. You know what the gray dog is?
What's the gray dog?
Greyhound.
Oh, greyhound. Oh,
that's what we call it in the
when
hood.
You said gray
dog.
Realized.
We call it in the hood, gray dog. But we were ready to put him. Think about it. We were ready to put Josh Allen back on the bus back to Wyoming. And then all of a sudden, he caught fire when he got Stephon Diggs. Mm-hmm. We was like, oh, okay, slow down. All right, hold on. He can get a G550 now. And that's where Baker Mayfield is headed to. And so sometimes this stuff is a little – Baker Mayfield has you thinking because he's a little polarizing. He got too many commercials. Some, whether people want to admit it or not, that plays into their mind about what he is as a player.
It's interesting to me, though, just watching Cleveland, he got his fifth-year option, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
But,
yeah.
I mean, we got into this whole argument throughout the year. That, no, they're
conversation.
Gonna say, conversation. Thank you for correcting the terminology there. That he was going to get a big deal. I'm like, I'm going to hold off on giving him a big deal. I want to see him do what he did the last half of the season. I want to see him do that for a full year. So everybody just saying like, hey, his progression is going in the right direction. It is. But now that they are the team, people like Ryan Clark said he picks them to win the Super Bowl. Ooh. That is a different level of expectation for the Browns
and
right now.
On that point, too, is does Baker Mayfield have to be great to do that? That's the question. Now, one NFL coach – by the way, I was Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. One NFL coach on that point says you don't need a franchise quarterback to win a Super Bowl.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
So how far can the Browns go now as the Browns continue to get better? Baker Mayfield is becoming that quarterback that you can trust. At least you learned that this year, but still, it is certainly a question about them in the AFC, a tough AFC. Mm-hmm. Now, I found this to be like, you know, the interesting take from Ron Rivera yesterday when we talked to him. And it makes me think of Baker Mayfield. Rivera essentially said, and he's got a team right now that doesn't have a franchise quarterback with Ryan Fitzpatrick, but he said that you don't really need to have a franchise quarterback to win in the NFL.
And the thing that we found that's real interesting is that other than Tom Brady, there really has not been a lot of quarterbacks that have, you know, done some things multiple times, you know what I'm saying? And that's going back to the Super Bowl and winning the Super Bowl continuously. You know, the next closest guy, obviously, is Peyton Manning. So you look at those other guys that have won Super Bowls in the last 20 years and you sit there and say, wow, you know, it's really about getting a guy that can manage a game, that doesn't make a lot of mistakes, and when he has to, can make a play. You know, other than Tom Brady, for the most part, you really sit there and take a step back and go, that's probably what you're really looking for. Because, again, if the rest of your pieces are in place, if the guys that give you an opportunity to win are where you need them, why not take the shot that we have?
So that's all you need?
I feel like Ron Rivera is always listening in on our calls or something.
That's
when we
something
have our production
you
meetings.
You say that a lot, yes.
He needs more than Ryan Fitzpatrick. Let's just say that. Okay. But you don't have to have a franchise quarterback, so to speak, to win the Super Bowl. He is 100% right. When you look at it, like he said it, outside of Tom Brady, you know, early Tom Brady, no mistakes, defense, New England. Later Tom Brady was the guy getting it done. This past year, Tom Brady made no mistakes. He did what he was supposed to do. The defense was on fire. They caught the Kansas City Chiefs with no offensive line, and they got after Patrick Mahomes, who had no time to do anything. So when you look at that, you go, if we just get a serviceable guy.
Serviceable.
That don't make mistakes.
Mm.
You can win with the right pieces around him.
Nick Foles.
I agree.
Can I tell you, this is the last example of that?
I hear exactly what Key is saying. But I also feel like there's kind of like a new era that's ushering in to what the NFL is today. Let's go through. And it can happen. You can win with a serviceable quarterback. What are the odds of it happening now? Mm. Let's go through the list of the last winners of the last 10 Super Bowls.
Tom Brady.
Patrick Mahomes. Tom Brady. Nick Foles. Okay. Patrick Mahomes. Peyton Manning. Tom Brady. Russell Wilson. Joe Flacco. Okay. See, serviceable. Eli Manning. Aaron Rodgers. Drew Brees. Ben Roethlisberger. Eli Manning. Peyton Manning. Ben Roethlisberger. Tom Brady.
You mean guys that appeared in the Super Bowl?
No,
because he said Patrick Mahomes. You mean
get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, get to the Super Bowl. Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm talking about winning it too.
You only give me two guys that were not considered franchise quarterbacks.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like winning Super Bowls.
Yeah, you need a franchise quarterback to win a Super Bowl.
That's
100%.
Yes.
But are you
saying winning a Super Bowl.
Okay. Your notes are telling you getting to the Super Bowl because you named guys multiple times that didn't win a Super Bowl. That's why I said it must be getting to the Super Bowl. You said Patrick Mahomes twice. He's only won once.
No, I said once.
No, you said twice. But
Patrick Mahomes once.
Key, what I'm looking at here is other than Nick Foles.
Okay.
There's not another guy you wouldn't consider a franchise quarterback since your Super Bowl.
That's what I'm saying.
That one?
That one.
Here's how I interpret what Ron Rivera is saying and how I look at it. Eli Manning won the Super Bowl.
Twice.
Mm-hmm. He was serviceable. Let's be honest.
But he was the Giants franchise quarterback.
What are you talking about? He's considered
you might deem his game to be serviceable, but he was the franchise quarterback for New York.
You almost made me cuss. They were 9-7 with a fire defense.
That doesn't matter anything. He's still the franchise quarterback.
That's what Coach Rivera is saying to you. Whether or not you believe he's a franchise quarterback is one thing. That's all he's saying is that you can go and win the Super Bowl with a serviceable guy when you get in a tournament. Jimmy Garoppolo is serviceable. But it happened a lot.
It's happened twice.
Peyton Manning won the Super Bowl in Denver because of who? Von Miller, man. Let's be honest.
But are we going to sit there and say that Peyton Manning wasn't the franchise quarterback?
Yeah. The dude was throwing lollipops when they won the Super Bowl.
He was still Denver's franchise quarterback.
You're not understanding what Coach is saying.
So we're confusing franchise. Yeah. So you can't be a franchise quarterback and be serviceable? That's what we're saying?
I guess that's what I wanted to do.
When you serviceable, you ain't no damn franchise quarterback, man.
All right. But let me see if we can at least try to define this. I think you both are kind of saying the same thing. You're not saying opposite things here, because the point is that Eli Manning, if you're with a franchise for 10 plus years, you're the franchise quarterback.
Yes.
It doesn't matter how you play.
That's great. Peyton parachuted
and he was there for a couple of years. I understand. You could say he wasn't really their franchise quarterback, but it was still Peyton freaking Manning. Okay. What I'm saying is you have to have a name. Maybe it's better to say instead of a franchise quarterback by definition, you got to have a name.
No, that's not what Coach is saying, though. Coach is not saying that. What Coach is saying is a serviceable guy can win the Super Bowl with the right pieces around him. That you can listen to Coach again. That is what he's saying,
Alan. I know
what
he said. Yeah.
Serviceable guys are when Eli won the Super Bowls, when Peyton was at the end. They didn't do anything to cost their team. They didn't do anything to cost their team. They did everything right in the defense, and they ran the ball, and they won.
I agree with that. That's a serviceable quarterback. I don't give a damn what his name is. It's just hard when I start thinking about, even though Eli was serviceable, I will always see him as a franchise quarterback.
How serviceable was he in the win at San Francisco, where he was getting just pummeled? And still showed up and made play after play.
But how about when
he was in Green Bay and it was and Tom Coughlin's face was falling off and he was making play after play? Yes. Was he being serviceable in those games?
But he didn't throw. Franchise quarterback is to win Super Bowls. They're throwing in the playoffs 375 yards a game to get all the way to Super Bowl. Then they have
what Ron Rivera said. And then they have a crazy game in the Super Bowl where they throw for 300 yards again and three touchdowns. You don't need that. You don't need that.
You don't necessarily need it. It'd be nice.
It'd be nice.
But you don't have you to don't have have it is to what have he's it. Saying.
Yeah,
okay.
You don't have to
but
have
But then
it.
Your defense better be
– lights out.
Elite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like our Super Bowl in Brad Johnson.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Our defense was elite.
Mm-hmm.
But when time came, Brad was able to make all the throws like Coach Rivera said. He didn't cost us anything. He made all the right throws to the right people on down and distance. We moved the chains. K-Mac was hitting. Joe Vicious was hitting. We hand the ball off to Michael Pittman. We get the ball back because of Dexter and Dexter Jackson and Smith and Brooks. And we rolled.
You see, you can win a Super Bowl with it. It's just the probability is a lot smaller with the serviceable quarterback.
That, yeah, I think
the probability.
I think it's that.
Because let's go through it. I mean, since – I'll give you names again. Since you had your guy, Brad Johnson, Tom Brady, Ben Roethlisberger, Peyton Manning, Eli Manning, if you want to call Eli Manning serviceable, Ben Roethlisberger, Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers, Eli Manning, Joe Flacco, Russell Wilson, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Nick Foles, Tom Brady, Peyton, Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady.
Yeah, these are all
like, those are times you say Tom Brady.
That's all, it's crazy. But it's just saying, like, those are the franchise cornerstone names that have won championships. So if you want to throw Eli in there twice, you know, if you want to say Joe Flacco, okay, that's like four championships over the past 20 years that have been won by keys like serviceable quarterbacks.
Yeah, Joe Flacco, hit.
And Nick Foles.
Flacco,
okay,
hit.
Four times it's happened over the past 20 years.
But Joe Flacco hit at a time that was right in the playoffs. They got to the playoffs and he hit, and then he won the Super Bowl. And then he got his big money, and then that was pretty
didn't
much it.
Didn't hit anymore.
It didn't hit anymore.
No. Okay, so the next.
So if you even go even further back, my good friend Trent Dilfer, he played solid and sound in Baltimore.
Yep.
He hit a few throws in the Super Bowl.
35.
The defense was ridiculous. They ran the ball and won the damn Super Bowl.
He only had one TD in that Super Bowl. One TD.
And that's your formula.
Yeah, that's the formula.
That's the formula that you need.
And
if you
Baker
have
Mayfield
elite,
can do
that's
that.
That's where I'm going next. Who is that guy then that doesn't necessarily have to be franchise quarterback type but can manage a team with a great defense and a great running game to win a championship? Ryan Clark was on with us yesterday, and we had this exchange about Baker Mayfield.
Last year, if you go back to the Tennessee Titans game, the Baltimore Ravens game late in the season, that he wasn't just good, he was excellent. And you could get those days and get those times for Baker Mayfield. And that's what Kevin Stefanski was brought there to do. Will he ever be a top five quarterback in the league? I don't believe that. But he can be a top 10 quarterback. He can be a guy that makes Pro Bowls. He can be a dude that's your franchise quarterback for 10 plus years if coached correctly, if put in the right space.
When you talk about Baker Mayfield, you said everything about Baker Mayfield except he can win a Super Bowl. Can he win a Super Bowl with the Cleveland Browns?
So, Keish, let me ask you this. If you're trying to build a championship roster from scratch, which way are you going? You going to get a franchise quarterback, or are you going to put together a great defense? Because both are going to cost you a lot. It's hard to do both.
I'm going to get a franchise quarterback because I'm going to need that quarterback at times to do the right thing. I don't need him to throw for 500 yards a game. So I just need him to do the right things at times.
If I could give you the, you know, in their prime Legion of Boom or Aaron Rodgers, you're going Aaron Rodgers.
You giving me the whole Legion of Boom?
Yeah, yeah. I'm giving you in their prime
I'm gonna probably go Legion of Boom.
See, that changes. See, that's a different thing than what you just said.
Yeah, because you're telling me I could have one of the top defenses
ever. Yeah.
Ever, or you could give me my Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense.
Yeah, yeah.
Or, you know,
or the 85 Bears.
Or give me Baltimore's defense. Or the 85 Bears. I'm gonna take that. I'm gonna take that as an offensive player and a receiver. I'm taking that because I know what that does and what that can get you.
So it puts less pressure on the offense because I have that defense that I'm
dude,
it doesn't matter. I get great field position because of that defense.
If I got that defense, any of those defense, a combination of those defense, and I'm the offense, my quarterback can go 16-22 for 218 in a touchdown, no interceptions, and we can win the damn Super Bowl.
Is that versus Patrick Mahomes? Because I feel like he would be the caveat that makes the whole thing different, right? Because of how they can score and how quickly they can score.
I mean,
and I'm not using the barometer.
How much they can eat up the time of
exactly. And I'm not going against the barometer of seeing them last year against Tampa Bay. Like, their offensive line was depleted.
Yeah, even if
like,
I was going to say
Tampa Bay won a championship, they won a Super Bowl, but they won it by default.
Even if you had told me I could have Patrick Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers combined, I'm still taking them defenses. I'm sorry. I'd like to see Patrick Mahomes against Lawrence Taylor in the Giants defense. Mm. I'd like to see that. What would that look like?
Can I give you another quarterback that maybe their defense can carry them and maybe they don't have to be the franchise quarterback? Carson Wentz. Colts. What do you think about that?
Yes, but that is true.
If Carson Wentz's
head is screwed on tight, the defense, running the ball with Jonathan Taylor, exactly. Michael Pittman Jr.,
exactly.
And you just do enough. Regular season, you got to do plenty to get to the playoffs.
Yeah, you're saying
once get into the tournament, baby.
Conservative.
Yes.
Oh, we could. Yes.
Yeah, and that's not something that Wentz often did, and he's got to learn to do that. That's how he got hurt. Let's take a call. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Here's Corey in New Jersey. Good morning, Corey.
Jersey, stand up, baby.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Love the show. Hey, listen, Ron Rivera is so wrong. I mean, unless you can put together a 2000 Ravens defense or, like you guys were saying, an 85 Bears defense, which is very hard to do, you're going to have a franchise quarterback. I mean, even when Peyton Manning was hobbling at the end of his career, you know, he was still able to make enough of the throws to win them a Super Bowl. You can't just have any guy back there and think, you know, oh, well, my defense is good enough to win. Ron Rivera is just happy because he has a great defense, and that's what he's trying to accomplish. But
Corey,
in general, if you look at history, it's not happening that way.
Corey, are you a Giant fan?
Tell me, what's going on?
Are you a Giant fan?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
Okay, so you mentioned the Ravens, right? That mm-hmm. they had, you know, a pedestrian offense, whatever you want to call it. You know, I played on a team that had a solid, sound defense with no franchise quarterback. Russell Wilson was 12 years old when they won the Super Bowl. Okay? Did you deem Russell Wilson as a franchise quarterback with the Legion of Boom? No, you did not. So don't sit there and try and fool me with that.
That's what coaches are saying.
He's saying his defense is fire, which they are, and they're only going to get better under Jack Del Rio and him. And as far as Peyton Manning goes, stop, man.
Well, wait, you can have a franchise quarterback without them having franchise numbers in the Super Bowl.
Yes.
You can have a franchise quarterback without having franchise numbers in the Super Bowl.
Because
Peyton Manning had zero touchdowns in his last Super Bowl.
Absolutely.
When you get to the Super Bowl.
That's what we're saying.
That's what we're saying.
Just put
it all together.
That's totally what we're saying.
Yeah. We've seen 300, 350, 400-yard passing in Super
Bowls. We saw Tom Brady throw for 500 and go home with an L. That didn't win them the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That's what we are saying.
Okay. So with the end of this is defense wins championships. That's basically the point
Absolutely.
You're making.
Absolutely, 100%, and I'm an offensive player.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 to continue this conversation.
Corey,
Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, Allen Ryan for Zubin. Brought to you by Goodyear.
Please.
Goodyear knows Lobby from here on out, every game is a chance to create momentum, to make the right pass, the right move, to hit the perfect shot. It takes momentum to get through the playoffs, and it takes everything to capture a title. Goodyear, more driven.
Amelia to Zane, let's go.
I like that, though. Yeah. Every time you say that now, it makes me smile. So let's do some A to Z. And this is an interesting conversation. In fact, this is one of the call topics we had for you today is what do you complain about too much when it comes to sports? Luka Doncic, he says he complains too much to the officials. I can relate. He vowed. I'm sorry. Yeah, let's let him have him say it, not me.
Yeah, for sure. You know, this season has been long. You know, with official, I wasn't myself this season. You know, I'm complaining way too much, and I got to work on that. You know, and I just got to stay calm and just not talk to them. I got to learn from that.
Now, he vowed he's not going to get that automatic one-game suspension for his 16th technical foul. He's been called for 16 this season, but he had one rescinded. He yelled, and one, which we know a lot of guys do, and the league said, no, never mind. That's not worth it. He's been called for 10 techs in 28 games since the All-Star break. He's been miserable. That, by the way, was courtesy of TNT. Is it just something that stars do? I mean, I imagine it's just frustrating sometimes, and you want to – and by the way, I'll say this. NBA officiating has been really bad this year.
It's been dreadful.
Bad.
It's been horrible.
how that's not good for the product. I don't understand how sensitive some officials are.
That's the biggest issue.
Like, right. So if you miss a call and I walk away, which I've seen happen to Luka Doncic, right? Walks away.
He smiles a lot,
complaining
too.
At you, but I'm not talking to you, or am I looking at you? But I'm walking away from you, and you give me a T, get out of here,
because I can hear you.
It don't get out of here. It don't matter. Get out of here. I'm not directing that towards you in your face.
I mean, like, yeah, I don't.
I got to get it's, like, come it's on, a passion, man. It's an emotional game. It's a passionate game. I'm frustrated. I need to get it out of my system, and you yell it. The problem is there's smaller crowds or no crowds, which means everything you say is heard a little more. It's more audible than usual, and I think officials are so very sensitive to this stuff these days.
Well, key would have been, Key would have had about 50 texts.
No, you get 15-yard penalties. You don't get texts, but you get the unsportsmanlike conduct calls in the NFL when you go at the refs. And
but it feels like you can't even, like, so if nothing. I make a bad call to you and you're heated and you're trying to engage me, me as a ref, I have to sit there and say, okay, probably the way you're going to communicate to me off the rip is probably going to be a little bit aggressive, right? Because you're angry. But, like, know that. I'm not going to have to tee you up off that if I know that you're mad at a call and you're coming in to engage me.
I chewed off a few referee ears in the past, but.
You Mike Tyson just, some people?
Yeah, that's
my biggest issue. Officiating is my biggest gripe. My biggest complaint. I complain about it too much because I'll watch a game and in the first 5 minutes, you just know the tone is being set. You could always tell when a tone is being set by officials, especially in the NBA, and it certainly is.
Can I tell you
what
my gripe is real quick? It's when I see players on opposing teams helping each other, laughing, slapping each other in the butt. I'm like, really? Really? You're competing. Like, I'm trying to beat your head in. Why am I laughing at you? Mm. Why am I talking to you?
No.
Key says nothing.
Well, they told me to lay out.
Oh, okay. Let's take John in Birmingham. John.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
How we doing?
What's happening, John, man?
Hey, not much, man. Just driving. I'm a truck driver. So anyway, hey, I think Luka is a superstar, man. It's really crazy how he's not getting those superstar calls to me. He's been balling every year since he's been in the league, and it's just crazy to me that he doesn't get those calls.
I hear what you're saying, and Key just said it, that he's young, and I think that's – even though he is a superstar, some of these other guys have been in the league a long time, and they built relationships with refs. He doesn't have that yet.
Yeah, when I was younger – and you may even remember this, Evan, or maybe you don't, or maybe you do, Alan, is that Washington, we're playing the Washington at the time, the Redskins, in D.C., and I'm with the Jets. I catch a touchdown in the corner of the end zone, and they, you know, I come down 2 feet, ball's knocked out. I don't get the call. Mm-hmm. They don't give me the touchdown. 2 years you fast forward, I get every call. I could push a dude down in front of the ref, and they turn their head the
time
other
served,
way.
Time served, and obviously your skill level definitely helps there as well. Keyshawn, J. Will Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. We do have more to get to on the A to Z. We'll do another one a little bit later on in the show. But next, we talked a ton about franchise quarterbacks. Will the Packers fix the issue with their franchise quarterback? That's next.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can hear the show live weekdays at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or wherever you stream your audio.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.